Monday night, or at least at the base. Or we attest at the base. So the Gemara learns out from Gemara has a limud that a person is supposed to start learning 30 days before Pesach. That's only 30 days. From the Gemara you see that the main reason you need this time to prepare is to learn about the Korban Pesach, how to check for Mumin, and to make sure that the Korban is brought properly. Nowadays, we hope that happens, but people do not spend time learning Hilchos Korban Pesach, that's for sure. Although now you could, there's many fine svarim that present Hilchos Korban Pesach in a very organized way, in the way that we're used to learning Halacha. A few good svarim about that. If you want to find out about them, you can ask me. But certainly, there's still many halachas to learn, and people are supposed to learn it. You're not supposed to rely that the rabbi is learning it. The rabbi is relying on you that you're learning it. And there's, you know, and so things become so you just like do it the same thing every year. But really, you're supposed to learn the halachas and know them, and it certainly makes a huge difference. It probably makes your whole attitude towards the yontif differently if you come into it knowledgeable about the halachas. There's also within that you, the machlekes, if you do it by every yontif or just by Pesach, if it's 30 days, by every yontif, even if it is by every yontif. There was also within to learn the halachas on the yontif itself, which, again, that's like a Moshe teaching them to Israel that they should learn the halachos of the yontif on the yontif. Okay, we'll stop here.
Need to learn Korban Pesach halachos after a basar?
It says Hilchos Pesach be Pesach. I don't know if that's a reference to. It could, that's not that one is not the Gemara talks about the hadgasha on Hilchos Korban Pesach in the 30 days before. In the memory of the Gemara in Makkos, where it says Hilchos Chag B'Chag, Hilchos, yeah, it doesn't. There's no specific reference to Korban Pesach, so I would imagine it does not mean that. It means because it's the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, and a lot of times, like the halachos you're learning now, are not really. You talk have to learn it before to know what to do. Now it's more of an inyan of mashal from the Gemara, like it's sort of like being masked the yontif, experiencing the yontif through Torah, through halacha. I used to learn in my younger years, I used to learn, like you could pick things, like maybe you don't really feel like learning Hilchos Afiyas Matzah on Pesach, but you can learn about Aliyah L'Regel, and Shalmei Chagigan, the Eilos Ria, learn about the mitzvah Simcha B'Chag, and you know, there's ways of experiencing the yontif that way. Learn about the Korban Musaf. Okay, we're learning Chagos Halal. So you could learn Hilchos Korban Pesach, but I don't. But I'm the Chiyuv. I would think you're Yotzei if you do, but I don't. There is no Hadgasha then to specifically learn Hilchos Korban Pesach. Well, on the 30 days before, there is a Hadgasha that, at least primarily, that's what it was given for. And then now we say, even though we don't have a Korban, but you still have plenty to learn Matzah, Kashrin, Kalim, Chametz, Bir, Chametz. Okay. So we're learning Chavis Alvavos, and we're learning Chesh Ben HaNefesh, and we're learning number 13. Sefer is like maddening, it goes the wrong way. So number 13 is, and this is really the whole Chavis Alvavos' worldview, am I sufficiently paying back Hashem, so to speak, what he does for me? So we're in the middle of learning number 13, and he says, Val Tisla, and Hashem keeps giving you the tovos, because we're talking about breathing and digesting food and everything you do, thinking, walking, etc. So you have to keep serving Hashem commensurate with your gratitude. Don't busy yourself with things that are moisturous, things that you don't need in this world, meaning busy yourself with pursuing this world things. Pentila l'shalim chovos toroscha. You'll get you'll be too tired to be m'shalim your chova. What you're mechuyev to do. You know, if you a person works many hours above what he needs to, because he wants to have more money. I know there's never enough money, but you know, you have to make a cheshbon hanefesh about that too, right? What's called enough and what's called more than enough. So lemaisa, this happens quite commonly that you knock yourself out and you don't have enough koyach to perform your primary obligation. Shekel Yisale says very something interesting. Hashem Yisale Nosan Lodim and Hakoach. Hashem gives you the strength you need to fulfill your obligations on Pitori, your spiritual obligations, and la'olamo, and what you have to do to make it, you know, to survive, to have what you need. So you're taking away koiches from the ashayitochen la'amod zulosom yifkedenu be'esatzorech elo b'dvar matzrichem. So you're using your kochos on those things. So again, it's way too complicated to start. It can't be explained what's called more than you need. We've talked about it many often. It's not for now. But the point of the Chavis is, although this is that you're giving a very fascinating idea that you're given a limited amount of kochos, and that's supposed to last you for your spiritual obligations and what you need to be in this world. And if you spend too much on one, you're taking away from the other. And I really, that works both ways, although, of course, the Chavis HaVavis only says it the way that if you spend time and koiches and energy on Moisrus, then you're not going to have that time, energy, and koiches for your obligatory things. Valtisma atzmacha, very cute, the Chavis HaVavis uses very cute words here. Valtisma atzmacha, don't depend on excuses. And how does he say excuses? Belu v'ulai, if only, maybe. V'tomar, you'll say, Lui gati l'maylus kach v'kach min amomna v'achochma, if I would have that person's brains or that person's money, then I use a mishalim komash and ichayim in havoda l'bori yisalach. But now I have to, you know, if I would be as rich as him and as smart as him, so then I would be, you know, I would be able to serve Hashem. But doim eluzem and advarim, kihem dvarim k'zovim, it's not true. The sentence is untrue. Yisah, you're making a huge mistake. Misha yislas mobehem, just using it as an excuse, he says. For yipol, and you will fall and fail, misha nishon aleihem, if you're relying on that. Because you have what you're supposed to have and you have what you need and you're supposed to take it from there. And to go look at other people and say, if I only had his amount of money and if I only had his intelligence and his... there's no such thing. Every person has what he needs to fulfill his role. And you might be using it as an excuse, but realize it's just an excuse. The Tui HaGadola Shabbatolios is one of the major mistakes people make. Shazachartil Lach Bashar HaBitach, when he talked about it, he shomalacha, be careful, pentagachena latayna lachobel amasla, not to use this as an excuse that you think you can escape from not fulfilling your obligations by saying that you certainly have the kochos you need to fulfill your obligations. That's the premise. Hashem gives you what you need to fulfill what you're supposed to do. Ketohu zeh b'kochol chote, you're a sinner, sheyitan kazeh. For your data shayna matzelos osim in the onesh. It doesn't save you from punishment. That's very harshly. Koshama shlomo alav shalom ala ganav, posuk says in Mishlei, lo yuvuzu the ganav ki yignov the malay navsho ki yirov. No one will make fun of or scorn or even look down on a ganav that steals because he's hungry, he's starving, and he has to feed himself, his family. Venimsa, and then he's caught. Yishalim Shavosayim. He's going to be punished. Maybe, you know, he's needy, but you're not supposed to steal, and you're going to have to pay for it. Avavisha Doch Gonira, everybody sees he's so needy. The Tzorcho Hevil Lakachas Momen Acherim. Lo yinotzel b'zemen ha'onesh. He's going to be punished. Hashlumei kefel. And kol shekein shara chatoim. Certainly other sinners or other chatoim, other sins, where you don't even have like some sort of phony rationale. So don't use the phony rationale to think you're going to excuse. Think that it's going to excuse, it's going to get you off the hook. Okay.